Hey, welcome back to the Rick Jensen Show. John Flaherty and Colin Flaherty sitting in for Big Rick. Hey, we're talking about the Newsweek online article titled Murdertown USA. That is either a true picture of life in Wilmington or a grossly inaccurate characterization that severely misrepresents the many good-natured residents within our community. And we have Shirley on the line.
I think we have one of those good-natured residents on the phone, John.
Let's go right now to Shirley. Hey, Shirley, thank you for calling the Rick Jensen Show. What's on your mind today? Shirley?
Okay, I think we lost Shirley. No, Shirley's there somewhere.
She's coming there.
Shirley, call back. Are you there, Shirley?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, Shirley. John, we should tell our listeners, Shirley is a longtime Wilmington resident, and one of her sons is a member of the Wilmington Police Department. Sorry, Shirley. So when you hear all this talk about crime in Wilmington, what do you think about it?
Well, I called in when you were talking about the support that the police officers get in the city of Wilmington, and the mayor and his support of the police officers. Obviously, Mayor Williams wants to clean up the city, but he's a politician. So he doesn't want to piss anybody off that he can't control, excuse my French. So, you can't be a politician, city councilman, et cetera, and talk out of both sides of your mouth. You either support your law enforcement officers and the laws that they have to enforce, or you don't.
Shirley, you probably watch the city council meetings. You probably are familiar with them, more familiar with them than I am. I always notice people, they're trying to turn the people who commit the crimes into the victims. And I never hear anybody get really angry at the criminals who have ruined this city. But I always hear them complaining about landlords and cops. What's that all about?
Well, I mean, they complain about the landlords and the cops because, you know, the cops need to build relationships with the people of the city of Wilmington and the people that they protect. And that's absolutely true. They do have to have relationships with the good people. But they need to stop making excuses for the bad. Because the good people are tired of the bad also.
Shirley, did you see the article in the paper earlier this week about the captain and the corporal from the Wilmington Police Department that were talking to a bunch of kids down at the Walnut Street Y? And the unspoken thing of the article is that the cops were black and everybody involved, the kids were black. And the kids were going, boy, until I met you, I really didn't like police at all. Well, where are the kids learning this anti-cop attitude?
Well, I didn't see that article, but I believe that they learn it from home. If they have good parents who care, who tell them the truth, they don't feel that way. I mean, my sons are white. They are not black cops. They are good cops. My son's one of the ones buying ice cream in Southbridge for some of those kids. He's the one that was pictured rescuing a cat for one of the kids down.
Listen, if you read the paper or listen to the news, there's only one cop in Wilmington making all these arrests, and that's your son. Why doesn't he give the rest of the guys a chance?
Yeah, well, I mean, Justin's a good cop, and he's got some really good ideas. A lot of the officers that are on the street, you know, on foot on the street part of the time and in their cars, they have good ideas too, but they have to be listened to. And we need to start listening to them about what's important. They need to stop worrying about who's wearing their hats when they're outside of their cars and that kind of thing, and start worrying about what kind of policing we need to do in order to clean up, you know, the city of Wilmington.
Well, Shirley, I keep hearing that the cops are the one causing all the crime.
Causing the crime.
Yeah. You know, like in Ferguson, the cops are the ones who caused all those riots.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if people think about that, you know, there are a lot of black people that aren't getting beat up and shot and handcuffed for no reason. Those guys, both of them, in both cases, had broken the law, and both had resisted arrest. Now, you know, you see people writing, oh, they didn't resist. Well, if you watch the video, Garner in New York, and I work up in New York the first part of the week, so I'm up around there. You know, you can see him. He puts his hands up. He says, no, not today. You're not taking me today. He won't put his hands behind his back for arrest. He brought that on himself. You know, I'm against cops that are pulling people out of cars should they do that and beating them up for no reason at all. But when you actually look at the stories behind a lot of this stuff, you know, that's videotaped, it's legitimate. You know,
when people talk about police community relations, I think most of the time they're upset that too many cops are arresting too many criminals.
They do get upset with them arresting criminals. But that's, you know, that's the liberal view. I mean,
no offense,
I like
John.
To think of myself myself in the middle, you know, I'm not liberal, and I kind of go back and forth, if you will. I go for what's, I believe in what's right. And what's right is that if you break the law and you run from a cop or you resist arrest, you know, depending upon what the situation is, you may get hurt.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. That's what I've always told my brother, Shirley.
Exactly.
Shirley, we got to run. Any final thoughts before we go?
No, I put a call out to people to start supporting the police officers. Otherwise, the city of Wilmington is never going to be cleaned up. It just never will get to where
more for the cops, less for the criminals, John. I think she was talking to you.
Oh, thank you, Shirley. Appreciate you taking the time to call the Rick Jensen Show. You know, Sean Hannity had a good point the other night. Why do you sense...